Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. All right, welcome to another episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm Rick Mulready, your host here at the Art of Paid Traffic. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing really well whenever you're listening to the show here. I'm really excited about today's episode because today we're going to do our first Q&A episode. People have emailed in or asked questions via voicemail, which you can do over on the show notes pages for the podcast here. All the show notes pages have the ability for you to leave a voice message for me. So if you have a question, just go to rickmulready.com/14. That's the show notes page for today's episode. And you can leave me a voice message there with your question. Or if you want to email in, simply email support@rickmulready.com. Today's Q&A is going to focus on Facebook ads, and we've got some great questions that I'll answer for you so that you can start getting better results and growing your business more quickly with Facebook ads. That's because my goal here at the Art of Paid Traffic is for this to be your one-stop shop for learning everything that you need to know about paid traffic. You're going to get the best tips, the best tactics and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot without having to empty your wallet in the process. Paid traffic is what fuels the sales machine in your business and allows you to know exactly where your next lead and sale are going to come from. Want to create freedom in your business? Learn from the best experts in paid traffic what strategies are working and not working right here at the Art of Paid Traffic. All right, before we dive into the questions, I definitely want to thank the sponsor for today's episode, which is ShortStack. ShortStack is a self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, high-converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. Whether you're a total beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or you like to get down with some HTML or CSS, you're going to love the ease of using ShortStack. To get started using them for free right now, just go to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, let's dive into the questions here. And the first question comes from Dennis. And Dennis wants to know, how do I know if my pixel is placed correctly on my page? Great question here, Dennis. I get this question a lot. So let's start off by distinguishing between the two pixels that you have with Facebook ads. The first one is your website custom audience pixel. This is your retargeting pixel. This is going to go on any page that you want to track traffic to, meaning people coming to a specific page, or you can put it in your website's theme. And the pixel is going to go before the closing head tag, whether that is in your website's theme or on a specific page. So if you're putting it in the website's theme, it's going to track every page on your website. Or if you want to track specific pages, you can also do that by placing the pixel in the theme. Or if you're using something like Lead Pages or ShortStack, you're going to want to put that pixel on the individual pages. And what that allows you to do using the website custom audience pixel is to retarget or show ads to those people later on Facebook who have visited your page. So if you have a blog post about a specific topic, for example, and then you have a relevant, opt-in offer. So maybe you're tracking people who come to that that blog post, and then you can later turn around and serve ads to them with a relevant opt-in offer, or maybe it's a relevant webinar or whatever it might be. Okay. So that's your website custom audience pixel. The conversion tracking pixel. Oh, by the way, for the website custom audience pixel, it's one pixel for your Facebook account. Okay. That's different from the conversion tracking pixel. So the conversion tracking pixel, there's any number of different conversion tracking pixels based on what you want to track, okay? And the conversion tracking pixel, for example, is going to go on your thank you page after somebody opts in. So somebody, you send somebody from your Facebook ad to the landing page, which is an opt-in page or a registration page or a download page, whatever it might be. And then the conversion tracking pixel goes on the next page, the page that they land on after they take that action on the opt-in page. Now, you can also do a conversion tracking pixel, and I absolutely recommend that you do. Have the conversion tracking pixel also on your sales thank you page, okay, so that you're tracking the sales as well. So always on the thank you page, because that is what marks the conversion, all right? So these two pixels, the conversion tracking and website custom audience pixel, are very different, okay? So they're tracking different things here. One note here also is that you can have on that thank you page, you can have both the conversion tracking pixel and the website custom audience pixel, because if you want to be creating an audience of people who land on your opt-in page but don't make it to the thank you page, well, you're going to want that website custom audience pixel on both of those pages. So you can have both the website custom audience pixel and the conversion tracking pixel on a page, okay? So to answer Dennis's question specifically, now that we have defined those two pixels here, or different types of pixels, I should say. So how do you know if the pixel is placed correctly on your page? Well, there's an extension for Google Chrome that not a lot of people realize is out there. It's called Pixel Helper, okay? I'll be sure and link it up in the show notes for today's episode, but it's a free extension. You just go download it. It takes 2 seconds, and it adds on to your Google Chrome, and it will appear in your little in your menu bar there in your browser. So when you're on a page that has a Facebook pixel on it, it'll show you a little number there depending on how many pixels that you have on the page. It'll also tell you if it's loading correctly or if there's any errors with it. And if there's an error, it'll tell you what the error is. It is a godsend. It's so helpful. So definitely check that out. It's the Google Chrome Pixel Helper extension. Totally free there to use on Google Chrome. So I'd highly recommend it. Another one, this is actually not from a specific person because a bunch of people have been asking about this. And this just came to light over the past a couple weeks or so when I'm recording this. But what is up with the lead pages URLs getting marked as spam? And so here's what's happening with that. When you use a lead page URL, so it's like, I think it's like rickmulready.com, or I'm sorry, rickmulready.leadpages.net. So off the top of my head, I don't remember what it is. But if I'm using lead pages, which I do all the time, you can generate a lead pages URL and use that for your Facebook ads. Well, suddenly, because of this this company, I guess, or website called Web of Trust, which is marking the lead pages URLs as spam, Facebook is now, I've heard two different things here. I've heard people tell me that their ads are getting disapproved because they're using a lead pages URL. I've also had people tell me that their accounts have been shut down because of it. So I don't want that to happen to you, and that's why I'm bringing that up here. I've talked to the guys over at Lead Pages. They're aware of this, and they're working on this issue here. So they're on it. But in the meantime, the solution is to make sure that you're using the Lead Pages WordPress plugin and simply create a custom URL out of the page that you've created. So for example, I could use rickmulready.com/leadpages, which by the way is a live URL. So if you want to check out lead pages, you can just go to rickmulready.com/leadpages. Okay, so use the custom URL in the Lead Pages WordPress plugin to get around this for right now until things are worked out. Okay, so big heads up there. All right, next question. Andy wants to know, when it comes to Facebook ads, so much talk is around B2C or business to consumer, which is what I'm in generally. Andy is in the B2B space or the business to business space, and he wants to know, can Facebook ads work for his business? So I get this question quite a bit. Yes, when it comes to B2B, it comes down to two things, okay? So Facebook ads, the short answer is yes, absolutely. It can work for B2B. You can see how excited I get about this stuff. So when it comes down to B2B, it's all about two things, your targeting and your offer. So just like every other Facebook ad campaign out there, you got to have your targeting dialed in. It's the most important aspect of your ad. So when it comes to B2B, it's even that much more important. You got to have your targeting correctly. For example, you can target based on like workplace and job title. So if you want to reach someone, say, in human resources, maybe those people in the HR department are the ones who are making the decisions about buying products and services for the company. You can reach people with human resources titles within your Facebook ads targeting. And then if you want to narrow it down even more, you can target based on workplace. So for example, you can target HR people at, I don't know, Apple, for example. You can do that. So it's all about the targeting when it comes to B2B. The second part of that is your offer. So you want to make sure that the offer that you're presenting with your Facebook ad is really relevant and going to resonate with that person that you're targeting with your Facebook ad. And again, it's still, what is that, you know, free service option, or what is that free giveaway that you can present to somebody? Because again, remember, most of the time here, this is colder traffic. This is not somebody like on Google AdWords where they're actually physically looking or searching for something to find out more about. You're catching their attention on Facebook. So you have to get their attention with your offer that is relevant to the target audience. So yes, you can absolutely be successful with B2B. With Facebook ads. All right, next question. Lori asks, how do I create a desktop newsfeed ad that does not have the like page button? And she puts like page in quotation marks. This is a great question. We'll get into that in just a second. But first, I want to give a big shout out to and thank the sponsor of today's episode, ShortStack. Recently, I got to sit down with ShortStack's CEO, Jim Belosik, and I challenged him to explain what ShortStack is for you in 20 words or less using no jargon. Ready? Go.
Okay, challenge accepted. ShortStack is a do-it-yourself tool for building web pages to engage with your audience, collect information, and drive sales. Is that 20?
I was starting to count on my fingers, but I think you hit it. Nice work. Nice work.
So if you're looking for a simple do-it-yourself tool to get more qualified leads and sales for your business, definitely check out ShortStack. You'll love how easy it is to use. Get started today for free by going to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, back to the show. So when you create a newsfeed ad, a desktop newsfeed ad, you will sometimes see, or when you see examples of it, you'll see a like page button in the upper right-hand corner. You don't control that. That button will appear on your ad when your ad is shown to people on Facebook who are not already fans of your page. So if that same ad is being shown to a fan of your page who you already have, you know, they're fans of your page already, they're not going to see that like page button because they're already a fan, okay? So this is not something that you choose, like a check a box or anything like that. Facebook is automatically including it for you if that ad is being shown to people who are not already fans of your page, okay? Good question here. Let's see. Beth asks, can you give some examples of sales funnels that are working right now? I know about landing pages / freemiums and sales pages / product delivery, but what about the funnel in between getting an email and sending them to a sales page? So this is a great question. So some of the things that I'm seeing right now as far as sales funnels go that are working very well right now is, and we've talked a lot about this back in the earlier episodes here, like episodes 3 and 4 here at the Art of Paid Traffic, we talked about retargeting. And this is the year for retargeting on Facebook. So one funnel that's working extremely well right now is you have a great piece of content, say, on your website or your blog, and it's relevant to an upcoming offer that you're going to be doing, or maybe a program that you're going to be releasing, or maybe it's an upcoming sale of some sort, or maybe it's just it's relevant to an opt-in that you have been working on. So what you do is you send traffic to that blog post. In the blog post, you're not only are you collecting email addresses, but you're also and we talked about this with Laura Roeder here, and I think it was episode 5 or 6. I'll be sure and link that up in the show notes for today's episode. But we talked about this specific strategy that's working really well. So not only do you have your email opt-in box in the blog post, but you also have your website custom audience pixel on the blog post, so that you can go back and retarget those people later. So you're essentially building two lists. You're building your email list, because when people come to your blog post, there's an opt-in box there, as well as you're building a retargeting list so you can go back and show ads to them later, okay? So then later on Facebook, you can show ads to them with your relevant product offer or service offer, or maybe it's an opt-in to get them to opt into something else, okay? So it's retargeting. So you're retargeting relevant content. That's one sales funnel that's working extremely well right now. Another sales funnel that's working really well right now is the webinar funnel. So you're running Facebook ads to a webinar, whether that's an automated webinar or a live webinar, and then selling off of the webinar. It's working extremely well. And then once people come off of the webinar, if they have not purchased what you're offering there, you build a relationship with them, continue to build that relationship with them, and send them emails with the offer after that. The other option there is to do like a video series. So a free video series. This has become really quite popular. This is the whole Jeff Walker product launch formula, where you're showing somebody a series of videos there, and it's free to opt in. They get the video series, and at the end of the video series, they're led into whatever offer that you have. So that's working extremely well right now with Facebook. But it's really, really important too. Always remember the mindset of people who are on Facebook. They're not there to shop necessarily. They're there to share with their friends and family, you know, updates and pictures and videos and so forth. So you have to get that value exchange of you're giving them something that they have to have and is going to add great value to their business in exchange for their email address. And then that allows you to build that relationship with them via email. And then you can, present your offer to them. Okay, last question here is from Cindy, and I get this question almost every day. Cindy wants to know, at what point do I start making changes to my ads? She set them live yesterday. Okay, so they've been running for, let's just say, 24 hours. So the first thing I want to say here is, so many people are looking at the wrong numbers in their statistics, okay? The first thing that they often look at is, what's my click-through rate? Well, that's all well and good if your objective is website clicks, but most who are using Facebook ads have the objective of website conversions, meaning we want somebody to opt in and build our email list that way. So we should be looking at the number of conversions that we're getting for our ads. So the first number that we should be looking at is what's our cost per conversion? What's our cost per lead? Then how much money have we spent in order to get X amount of leads? Those are the top three numbers I want you to be looking at right off the bat, okay? And what I like to do is I like to give my ads about 48 hours before making any kind of decisions. And that allows you to get into Facebook's algorithm and get some stats behind your ads. Too many people give up on their ads too quickly, meaning, you know, they let it run for a couple hours and then they, you know, they're like, oh, this isn't working, and stop the ad. When in reality, maybe it was just kind of getting going within Facebook's system. So give it some time. Personally, I like to let it run for about 48 hours, and that's what I teach, and I see the best results there. Okay. So from there, if your ad is not doing well, if your cost per conversion is just higher than you think it should be, then you need to start troubleshooting. And then it becomes, I call like the click-through rate kind of a troubleshooting number, where I'll use that number. I'll use the click-through rate to kind of determine, well, what's going on with the ad. So if I have a high click-through rate on my ad and I have a low conversion number, well, maybe there's something wrong with my landing page. Okay. Because people are clicking, but when they get to the landing page, they're not converting. Or if I have a low click-through rate and a high cost per conversion, well, maybe there's something wrong with the ad because people aren't clicking, okay? So I would say let it run for a couple days before making any kind of decisions. if you are happy with the cost per lead and you are like, oh, I want more of this, incrementally raise the budget, okay? Don't go from like $5 a day to $50 a day, because that often just kind of blows the whole cost per lead out of the water there in Facebook, meaning it'll just sort of crank it up. What I like to do and what I like to teach is incrementally raise it. So maybe go from $5 to $10 or $5 to $8 and just kind of incrementally keep going up that ladder if the ad continues to perform well. If it's not performing well and you have, maybe you're running, you know, five different targeting groups and three of them are doing pretty well and two of them are not after a couple of days, well, maybe you stop the two that are not performing well and put more budget into the three that are performing well, okay? So give it a couple of days, look at those, make sure you're looking at those three numbers when your objective is website conversions, meaning cost per conversion, how many conversions that you have and how much money did you spend, okay? Did you spend? Really, really important. All right, so we're getting kind of long here. I did want to kind of try to make this short. I love talking about this stuff. So if you have a question that you'd like me to answer in a future Q&A episode, or if you have a question that maybe I cannot answer, I'm totally fine in admitting that and saying that, I'll get another expert who can answer that for you. So if you have a question and want to know and want me to get that answered for you on a future Q&A episode, go to the show notes page for today's episode, which is rickmulready.com/14. And you can leave me a voice message there, or you can email me at support@rickmulready.com with your question. I also want to let you know that my next one-day live in-person Facebook ads intensive here in San Diego is coming up again on March 28th. That's a Saturday. It's right after Social Media Marketing World. So if you're in town for that, this would be a great opportunity. This is your opportunity to work with me in a very small group. I limit it to 5 people each month for intimate coaching and training that will give you huge breakthroughs in your Facebook ads. Now, this is regardless of where you're at with your ads. You're going to leave the training having everything in place and running the right way start to finish. Now, I will say that these intensives are invite only and they're first come, first served. So if you want my help in getting your Facebook ads rocking right now, email us at support@rickmulready.com. Let me know that you're interested in coming to the intensive and my team will coordinate a quick 15 minute Skype call with you to see if you qualify. That Skype call will be actually with me. All right, that's all for today's episode. Had such a good time doing these Q&As. I look forward to doing a whole lot more. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. As always, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and I will see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.